So first of all, thank you for being here with me, Robert Machoyan, for the movie The Integrity of Joseph Chambers. Congratulations on that beautiful movie that had me stuck to my chair the entire time.
Oh, it was great.
Really great.
Great.
So the first thing I noticed was your use of sequence shots, and it's very impressive throughout the movie. It really puts the audience right there in the forest next to Joseph Chambers. It's really efficient, but it must be very challenging. How complicated was it technically to shoot those?
Yeah, what's probably the most challenging aspect of kind of shooting the way that we did was thinking about the timing and the length of each of the shots and how then they'll relate to one another. In that context, and then of course shooting in the forest is a bit challenging, but we had some really good Key Grip and Key Gaffer are really great, and so they made sure that while we were setting up, you know, shooting one thing, they were setting up the next thing, so that made it really easy.
So how long were the shots approximately?
They're about longest. 30 to 45 seconds is where I tried to keep them around. It kind of depended. The first part of it would be watching the performance and seeing, because each scene had like a little bit of purpose. You know, if we say Joseph leaving the truck, for example, it's like when he first finally gets, he's holding the gun and he's super excited. And so it was this idea of like seeing the child aspect of him, like almost immediately. So you kind of understood his relationship to hunting. So then it was watching the performance of the actor and then trying to time it out that way. It can be strained sometimes from a directing standpoint, because really I'm saying, can you do this a little bit faster? Yeah. You know, and not giving like a lot of emotional notes, because if they're doing great, then they're doing great, but maybe it's, I can tell if it's too long or not.
And he was doing great.
yeah, he did very great.
So the title, The Integrity of Joseph Chambers, is brilliant in a way because it lets us wonder if it's ironic or literal at some point. You really wonder if he is going to make a moral choice or not. When you wrote the script, did you always know that he would or not? Or did you maybe hesitate until the end?
Yeah, I mean, it was, what I really wanted to do was kind of I knew when I started to write that I wanted to unpack all the kind of options, and like in every scenario, I mean, one of the things that was important to me is like for us, each one of us, in every situation, there's a series of decisions that have to be made. And quite often, our first thing to do is to always think about what benefits us first. And then we may not make that decision. We may be, you know, be like, well, it's actually better if this happens. But first we'll be like, well, how do I feel about it? And what decision should I make as it relates to it? And I kind of wanted in this film to like play out some of those options as it relates to Joseph, so that you're playing, that title kind of, for me, sets up so that the audience kind of knows exactly what the purpose of the film is going to be.
Yeah, you trust him in a way because of the title.
Yeah.
His moral journey is fascinating. So this is your second time working with the actor Clayne Crawford after the killing of two lovers. How did you cast him the first time, and what made you want to work with him again this time?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, Clayne and I had made a short film called Charlie and the Rabbit, and I had sent it to him, and I had a script that I thought he would be great in. And I had tried to get it made, and he had helped try and get it made, and just nobody wanted to make it. They kept saying it was too sad. And so, with the killing of two lovers, we were, like, just, you know, kept in touch throughout the years. And then I had written a short that was the beginning of the killing of two lovers to see if, you know, sometimes with people you want to be like, do we work together creatively very well? So initially I had written a short, and he was like, could we make it into something longer? So we did, and that resulted in the killing of two lovers. And then after that did relatively well. I had written already, and we had tried a couple times to get The Integrity of Joseph Chambers kind of made, but just kept having, you know, troubles. And then after The Killing of Two Lovers did really well, Clay knew a couple of people that would be willing to invest, and so that allowed us to make The Integrity of Joseph Chambers together.
And the character, Joseph Chambers, he's a middle-aged family man working for an insurance company, and he goes on a hunting trip to prove himself to others, and to prove to himself and others that he can provide for his family when the world falls apart, in a nutshell. So he's basically trying to prove his manhood, and that's a growing subject in our society. So what is your take on that, and how did you work on that with Clint Crawford?
Yeah, I mean, in this is kind of a partner film with The Killing of Two Lovers, because in The Killing of Two Lovers, what you have is David, who's very grounded and grew up in a rural community, understands things that would be kind of deemed being a man, how to work on a car, how to, you know, these kind of things. And the whole time in that film, he's trying not to approach toxic masculinity. He's fighting against it, really, to allow his wife this time to grow. So when I was working on The Integrity of Joseph Chambers, I really wanted to be the opposite, a man who wasn't really manly and feels like the way to be a man is through these ideas that we've been told, like hunting. And so the borrowed gun is really important. It's not his. So in Killing Two Lovers, the gun was a symbol of toxic masculinity. In this film, it is the symbol as well. The difference is he embraces it, and he holds it, and he like tries to be like, this is, you know, I'm a man now. And then you spend this time with him pretending he's a man, and it really is. I think in some ways we talk a lot about it, or it's been a discussion in the media and in society, and I think part of my desire to talk about it is like, how do we shift away from it and start thinking about the things, because there's aspects of what we as society have deemed, we call it masculine, but it could be females or male. Yeah. It's what normally is attached to it is like, oh, I could, the naiveness to believe you can do something. That's what I normally, it's like, I'm gonna, you know, build a house I never have before. You know, that would be considered like a very manly thing. But male or female, it's this naive approach to believe that you can do it. But like in the case of The Integrity of Joseph Chambers, the actual things that like should be considered manly are like to learn how to actually garden and farm for real.
Yeah.
And to start to think about like a lot with this apocalypse stuff, the ideas are very selfish. Like, I have enough food to live for a year, but the people around me are going to die. And it's like, then you're going to be by yourself, like, good for you. But
yeah, you're going to survive, but alone, which is what the man tells him.
Yeah. And so it's like, can we start to think about shifting these ideas? If we're going to, if we want to, we should go away from it. Can we go away from it in a manner that's positive and start looking at it in different ways?
Yeah. I couldn't help at times but see a shorter version of Michael Shannon on the screen. Were you at all influenced by the movie Take Shelter, which has the same ideas?
Yeah, I really admire Jeff Nichols. And as a young filmmaker, seeing Shotgun Stories, he was like, out of all the kind of filmmakers who were coming up at that time, when I was, you know, very beginning of film school, he was the one that was making films that I was like, I would like to make films in this manner. Not necessarily always the same subjects, but kind of the same, the kind of Americana and dealing with this kind of these American things that are more prevalent in American culture than maybe other cultures.
And there was an interesting work on the music, for example, in the forest, the shots that we were talking about, when he's trying to hunt, he's waiting for a potential prey, and the music rises with the tension, but then it just stops, and that's funny. And then it prepares us for when the tension stays later in the movie. So did you work with the composer on that?
Yeah, so Peter Albrechtsen and I have been working together. This is our like fourth or fifth film. This is our third feature together. And we both, he obviously loves sound, and I admire sound as well. And so with The Killing of Two Lovers, we had really explored David's inner psyche that was dealing really with the paranoia and the frustration, and it was very like literal. And when we were working with The Integrity of Joseph Chambers, we wanted to deal more surrealism. So we brought on Will Fritsch to like work with Peter to build a sound that's very like surreal in many ways. Like, you know, the scene where he's hiding behind the bushes and he like thinks he's a real hunter. The concept was like, okay, he thinks he's Rambo now. So let's begin to build sounds that are like, he it's almost like he's hearing his own soundtrack, and he's hearing that he's this like macho person, and so that we're moving throughout like how he views himself in the Force pretty consistently with all the different sounds.
So yeah, sometimes the music feels almost ironic, and that was brilliant. And the light, all the technical aspects, the light is beautiful too throughout the whole movie, and it almost looks like the natural evolution of light during a single day. Of course, you didn't shoot in a single day, but how did you work on that? Did you only use natural light?
As much as we could, we used natural light, mainly because we were working with a very small crew, but also winter, though, the windows of light are really short in the U.S. It allows for a semi-consistent. We kind of tried to pick locations that would allow for the light to feel very similar kind of throughout. But yeah, we wanted an element with light. You know, one of the things that that Oscar and I kept kind of talking about was like, we're in the woods. How do the woods feel about, you know, what Joseph is doing? And it was kind of conflicting because we're like, in many cases, you know, animals have to survive and they hunt to survive. And so maybe in many ways, the forest doesn't care at all. It's just part of the natural cycle. But then most of the animals that are hunting out of necessity and not out of just for the heck of it. I mean, really in this day and age, hunting is, I know some people who actually hunt and they eat it. They, you know, it's a way to offset costs because meat is expensive. But those are few as it relates to like us as a society. The majority of people hunt. It's just like a pastime or like fishing. It's not out of really necessity. It's out of like something fun to do. So that's different than animals. And so we try to kind of like have nature be this kind of observer.
So this movie is in competition here at the Champs-Élysées Film Festival for independent cinema. What does it mean for you to be showing your film here and in that spirit?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I've watched, I think, almost all of the films, and they're really great movies. So that's a real honor when you get to be selected in competition, and the movies are just... whoever wins, you know, are deserving of it, because the films are very beautiful. But for me, it ups the how much of an honor it is, because I'm seeing such amazing films, and I've known Chantel for a while, and it was really great to finally have a film selected and be able to participate, be a part of the festival.
I mean, and the view helps.
Yeah, the view is unreal.
So, do you have a next project coming up, maybe? And I hope we'll see Clayne Crawford in it.
Yeah, we have I have a film called I Love You Now and Forever that's kind of in the process. It's in many ways kind of the third part of this sequence that I've been dealing with the middle class and this idea of kind of masculinity.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see it, and
yeah.
I wish you all the best for this movie and the next one. And thank you so much for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.